This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm always on the lookout for something that's going to make your job easier, better, more efficient, more economic, if you will. And since I started the Salty by 60 thing and everything, I've come to understand that, you know, there's arthritic hands, there's all these other things. Then there's this new series of guns that have come out that are easier to conceal, but they have a spring on them that is made like, it's like crazy to try to just pull the thing back. And this is where my next guest comes in and sort of solves that issue for you. He has a company called Arachnogrip. We are joined for the first time by a gentleman named Bob Biedenbach. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. I'm just trying to cope and, you know, do a little radio show here. The Arachnogrip, the spider, as you call it, the slide spider. Now, you know the people at Talon Grips.
Correct.
And the Talon Grip is, you know, for those of you that don't know, it's a wraparound sort of skateboard tape kind of thing that you can wrap on the grip of a primarily polymer gun because, you know, polymer guns are all one piece and everything. And that's where they seem to excel. But that doesn't do anything about pulling that slide back. Having a good grip on the thing does not really, it helps a little bit, but it's still, slides can get wet, they can get slippery, they, you know, not everybody has the strength, they've got arthritic hands, something like that. Tell us about Arachnogrip. Tell us about the slide spider.
Okay, the slide spider is a one-piece adhesive grip wrap that's applied to the semi-auto pistol slide. So it goes right on top of the slide. Fits across the top and actually goes down into the serrations in the slide. The grip is designed to enhance, really, control and safety in the operation of your handgun, you know, your semi-automatic handgun. So the product enables the shooter to gain increased control through a safe, you know, a safe and more secure hold. So it offers additional tactical advantages, too, under challenging operating conditions, whether, you know, it's weather or water or mud or blood, or as they say. So as you mentioned, too, the product also aids shooters with weak or weakened hand strength. And those with medical conditions such as what I have, which is arthritis, and anything else that would weaken your grip in your shooting hand.
Now, for most people that carry a gun up to heretofore, the gun choices they had were some variation on a chop-down double stack, which would be a thicker gun, which even with the thicker gun, when you get with the thicker gun, like you say, a Glock 26 or some of these other the little XDs, the little Smiths, all these little itty-bitty guns that are out there, it still seems like those springs, the recoil spring, that you have to fight to get it back and locked or get it back and get the gun into battery. Has it been, I mean, when you've been looking at this stuff, is it, are the springs on those guns harder to pull back?
They are, and that's, it's kind of a, an interesting thing that's going on in the concealed carry world. So basically we're steering everyone towards a semi-automatic pistol as opposed to the old days when we carried real guns.
Right.
And a lot of those, pistols are a reduced size, therefore the springs have to be a little bit more resilient and tougher for them to actually cycle correctly. So what we're doing is we're putting guns that are actually harder to operate into the hands of people, particularly women and people with lessened hand strength. teaching them to operate these correctly. And this actually came from my own experience. I found that when I was at the range, my hands would sweat a little bit.
Right.
And I would have trouble. And actually, the slide, I would almost snap the slide back because I'd be trying to grip it so hard, with a slingshot type grip, that I just wasn't in control of the slide at all times. And one of the other things, my business partner is a former range safety officer.
Right.
And what he noticed was that on the range, a lot of people were taking their semi-auto pistols and pointing them sideways, in other words, to the booth next to them, because it was the only
way they read the slide.
That's right.
Yeah.
The only way they could get good purchase on the slide, the cyclone, of course, that's a no-no.
Now, for everybody out there, the reason there's a lot of reasons people do this. Like everybody's, I know that people like Travis Haley have gotten out there and advocated the slingshot slide manipulation system because it works with all guns. Because you're not used to the slide lock or the slide lock back or the slide release or whatever you want to call it. They're different. They've got a different texture. Every gun's different. EIEIO. So use the slingshot technique is what everybody's told because it works with every gun as long as you can pull it back. If you can't pull it back, that becomes the issue. Now, to compound making it, you know, the shorter, tighter spring on the double stack, then they come out with the single stacks, which are still in the, you know, the viable calibers, 9mm, 45. Those, now, are those harder to pull back than, say, the double stacks are hard to pull back?
Well, they tend to be. The longer the slide, normally the longer the area you can get a spring into.
Right.
And so when you get the shorter slide, you know, the spring has to be, has to do almost double duty in that shorter slide. So, yeah, they're definitely harder to manipulate.
Have you had any out in the field to where women have tested them? Because I know with women becoming the biggest, fastest growing segment of gun buyers out there, and with the guns they market to women, this is sort of like the missing link to them being able to completely manipulate the gun the way they're being taught to, isn't it?
It is, and we actually get feedback all the time from female shooters and actually their husbands who are finally glad that their other half can manipulate the slide on their semi-auto in a safe way. So it's been a big advantage to that market, because what happens is when they go to buy a concealed carry gun, they seem to be steered towards a smaller compact weapon.
Right.
But it's actually harder to manipulate. And if someone's just coming into the market and doesn't really understand all this, we're kind of giving them a task that I don't think they really know what they're getting into. So when they get on the range or they're out plinking in the backyard and they start working the slide, they find that, you know, their fingers are slipping off, or they're dropping the gun, or they have to point the gun in an unsafe direction in order to get their muscle or their strength on it to correctly cycle it.
One other thing that I think is probably I don't know if you thought about this, but I mean, when I first started shooting some of the more custom Glocks, everybody would tell me, well, of course you got to have a stipple job, because if you get shot in your arm, well, when you're bleeding, blood's going to get all over that gun. You won't be able to grip it, which that just completely discounts the fact that I might not be able to use that arm or grip it anyway. But so everybody was telling me I had to have texture. But having a texture grip doesn't do anything for that slide. It just means I've got a good picture. I've got blood in my hand. I've got a good purchase on this, but I can't manipulate the slide. I think I'm just going to hide now. Whereas this being installed on the slide, which this goes on top of the slide, on the slide serrations. I tell you what, we'll continue this when we get back, okay, because we're going into the break. Arachna Grip. Now, if you want to check that out, you need to go. I just had it there. Arachnagrip.com. And when we get back, we'll find out where you can find these, if you have to go to the website and all this other stuff. And, this is another one of these percentage points that you can add to it. And by the way, I've been carrying Arachna Grips for about 3 months now, so I know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. My guest is Bob Biedenbach from Arachna Grip. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've got a little piece of kit that you can add to your handgun right now, your semi-automatic handgun, and it's going to make it, without a doubt, much easier to handle, manipulate, do everything you got to do, and that is with ArachnoGrip. And I'm talking to Bob Biedenbach, who is the man behind ArachnoGrip. Now, the texture of ArachnoGrip reminds me of the Talon Grip, and you guys sort of have a little symbiotic relationship going on, right?
We do, yes. The Actually, the material we use is a little has a little rougher texture than the typical Talon grip. And the reason we do that is because we don't have as big a surface area to work with. And of course, we want to give you every advantage that we can in that small space that you can operate the firearm. And when you take into account that most people tend to oil the outside of their slides,
right,
or there's cleaning fluids or CLP, or they have sweaty hands, I mean, whatever it is, or cold ambient temperature, there's wet, you know, or you're out in the snow, whatever it is, these work really well. We actually do an online test where we put hand soap and we also put gun oil all over the back of the slide, and we show that even with those particular substances on there, you can still cycle that slide 100% where you can't in just a normal serration on the metal part of the slide.
And not surprising. Not surprising. I think the Arachna grip should be OEM on every Smith & Wesson M&P shield. Which, when I said that earlier to Bob today, he said, well, they should be OEM to everybody, which I completely agree. And if you go to their website, I mean, they cover gun brands like IWI and Steyr and Sky, EAA. I mean, they got the big ones. They got some of the ones that you have that Walther. I mean, Walther's a perfectly good gun brand, and yet there's not a whole lot of stuff out there for it. And then the bigger ones, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, all of those, H&K. So if you've got a semi-automatic handgun, they probably have an Arachna grip that is form-fitted for that gun. What are there any that you don't have form-fitted for? I mean, do you have any kits that are like universal kits or anything like that?
Not really. The one that we have for the Glock, the double-stack Glocks, tend to fit pretty much everything, you know, that's in the double-stack world.
Right.
And then in the, you know, in the compacts, the little G's, they're, one slide, spider fits both of those too. So that covers a lot of area. As far as the other brands, we pretty much, when someone requests one, we're the manufacturer. So
sure.
When someone requests some, we just go out and we buy the gun and, develop the product for it. And then it becomes part of our repertoire.
There you go. Let's see here. You have I'm a CZ guy. You got one for the P09, and that's the thing. When you look at these things, you're going to see a shape. And some of these shapes you'll look at and be like, what's this about? You've even got one for the P10. Is that the P10C or just the P10 pattern? Is that a different pattern?
I believe it's just the P10 pattern, yeah.
They don't make a P10 that isn't a P10C, so I guess you'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed that on the guns that I have the slide spiders on is that it doesn't bother you when you're carrying the gun inside the waistband concealed. Is that a nice comfortable accident, or did you plan it that way?
Well, what we tried to do is make it as unimposing on the gun. So if you're a concealed carry person or law enforcement, we know that you're going to have that gun in a holster,
right,
or you're going to be doing some kind of concealed carry with it. So we wanted to tuck it down inside those serrations so that it really wasn't sticking out, so that if you were to try to deploy out of attempt to deploy out of a holster, there's nothing to hold anything back. There's other products out in the market that kind of do the same thing, but the problem is that they protrude past the slide, or they're on the back of the slide, or the top of the slide. And so if you're a holster person, it presents problems.
So basically the answer is yes, you did that by design.
Okay. That was a short answer.
The beauty of this is that this fits in the serrations on the back of your slide. Where you have just metal most of the time, you're now going to have a gritty, sort of sandpapery texture there. And there's going to be separation, just like there is separation in the serrations, and there's going to be a nice, firmly pressed down full panel on top of the slide. So no matter how you grip it when you're going to slingshot it, your hand's not going to move when you grip it. You're going to hit grit, which at the same time, this is not the kind of grit that's going to saw a hole into your kidney channel or anything. So that's good stuff. Now, as you go forward, as this, I mean, this is something that nobody's ever done. How will we, is it safe to say that this is already a mature technology and you're just going to be just adding models to it now? How much of this can actually change? I mean, it's an idea that nobody thought of.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing because when we did think of it, I started searching around for products and I said, there's got to be someone that's done this, but they hadn't. Guys were doing it in the custom world. You know, they were cutting out their own, you know, guys that were competitive shooters.
Right.
But for your average, civilian, there just wasn't anything there for. And of course, as I said, you know, if you have any kind of disadvantage in your grip, you know, even a small hand, this solves that problem. Incidentally, when we demo these shows and have people actually put their hands on it and cycle the gun, they're amazed at the difference. They're just amazed because you look at it and you say, it can't make that big a difference. But I can tell you, I've never had anybody walk up to me and say, would you please take this off? Once it's there, they want it.
All right. That's a fair, I mean, that's exactly, when I put it on there, I was like, okay, we'll see. And then I got it, and I was like, ha, 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 ah. And then I tried it with Glocks first, right, with Glock-type slides, and then I tried it with a P320 slide, and then I tried it with this Smith & Wesson M&P Shield slide, which, you know, I get out there all the time, and I'm like, do dry firing, practice this, practice that. Sometimes getting that gun out of battery and putting it back in battery is sort of a dangerous proposition where you might be, I don't know, turning it sideways and aiming at the guy in the booth beside you like you were talking about. So
exactly.
Outstanding stuff.
And think about malfunctions.
Yeah. Well, this is going to aid in getting that back into play. Now, we'll be hearing from Bob more because I've had these things for a little bit and I just haven't been able to do anything with them because I haven't felt good. But now I feel good, so I'm going to get out there. We're going to shoot some video with these things and everything, have Bob back, see where we might go with this, and just, you know, the website is Arachnogrip. I'll have the show notes in on the podcast, and it's ArachnoGrip.com. Go check them out. This is cheap enough to get into it. Really, I mean, it's not expensive at all. And this is a piece of kit that's worth having. Thank you for taking the time to join us this evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Go for that extra few percent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, by the way, go to arachnogrip.com and go check them out. That is, it just fits, it just goes on top of your slide. You'll like what it does, trust me. You won't feel it, you won't see it. It's sort of striking to look at. You can get them in different colors and everything if you see color, put it that way. I want to talk about some judges. I want to talk about two things that have happened. You've been hearing the news on one of them. For the gun grabbers, they know they can't repeal things. They're hoping to get enough precedent by activist judges to where they basically gut the Second Amendment. So I want to point out some stuff that judges are doing right now. Okay? Now, right now, you know, Trump got out there and said, I'm doing away with DACA. Now, DACA was an executive order by Barack Obama. It was never voted on by law. It's never been law. But he brought about DACA, and he basically gave conditional amnesty to a whole bunch of people because they were brought here as a minor. Well, a lot of states that are looking for these people and want, like, their money, and they like their votes and everything else, they've decided to sue the Trump administration to end the deferred action for childhood arrivals. And a federal judge has decided to allow that to go forward. That sounds really innocuous, doesn't it? Well, yeah, you can go ahead and go forward with that lawsuit. Well, you know, the suit claims that the DACA protection should be maintained for the Dreamers because the decision to end it was racially motivated. Now, even the judge said that that was impossible to prove, but said that Trump's statements as a candidate and as president that reveal, in his opinion, a racial bias could be used. This judge is reaching way out the window now at this point. Coming from the Hill, U.S. District Judge Nicholas Garofas ruled in New York that the lawsuit could move forward but narrowed the scope of the legal action, according to Bloomberg News. He said the plaintiffs, which include New York State, the District of Columbia, and 15 state attorneys general, could proceed with the claim that Trump's decision to rescind the Obama-era program was racially motivated and was intended to unlawfully target Latinos. Garofas, who is an appointee of former President Clinton, previously issued an injunction barring the Trump administration from moving forward with deportations of immigrants brought to the country illegally as children known as Dreamers, who were offered protections under DACA. Trump administration argued, however, that the lawsuit, particularly the claim that the president's actions were racially motivated, should be thrown out because there was no evidence to prove it. Plaintiffs maintain that Trump's statements about Mexicans on the campaign trail and in the White House amount to proof that he acted with hostility toward minority groups. Garofas wrote in his ruling, according to Bloomberg, although the use of racial slurs, epithets, or other racially charged language does not violate equal protection, it can be evidence that official action was motivated by unlawful discriminatory practices. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman quickly praised the ruling Thursday. We look forward to continuing our litigation to protect Dreamers along with the businesses and institutions they contribute to every day in New York and across the country, he tweeted. How fascinating. There's no standard legal definition for what constitutes a racial slur or racially charged language, whatever the hell that means, but the judge is going to allow the plaintiffs to make their case anyway. And this is where the deck's getting sort of stacked against us here. Well, it's stacked against the government in this particular case. And the bottom line is, who gets to decide which illegal aliens can stay and which should go? President Obama believed he could decide the same issue for millions of illegal alien children that are adults now based on executive branch powers of selective prosecution. He would simply choose not to prosecute millions of Dreamers, even though they're breaking the law by being here. Trump gave Congress 6 months to figure something out about this, to come up with a solution, and they failed. Congress should be the one deciding the issue. Barring that, since it was a presidential executive order, the sitting president can rescind it. So since Congress failed, he got up there, he tried to get Congress to do it. Congress didn't do it, so now he wants to enforce his own idea of selective prosecution and deport the children of illegal aliens who were in the country illegally. And when you figure out why it's legal for one president to selectively enforce the law, and then when another president is not granted the same power, somebody let me know, would you? So basically, Eric Schneiderman and this judge are the ones deciding immigration policy right now in the United States, when that's not their job. That's not their job. So they should be enforcing the law. This is why California is about to go down. Watch what happens with California as they continue to push this sanctuary state nonsense. Now, here's the other thing, and I've been listening to this with rapt fascination. I used to make a joke about the first Persian Gulf. The first Persian Gulf went really fast because they only allowed the soldiers there to get Sharps beer, which wasn't beer. It was non-alcoholic beer, which is like decaffeinated coffee for me. So I've said back during that time in 1990 that the reason it went so fast is because the soldiers were so angry because they had to drink Sharps. But now we're getting serious because, you know, the only vice I have now is coffee. And now there's some judge in California that he's claiming he has the science to support the notion that coffee causes cancer. And that's why he's ruled that now all coffee must carry a warning label. Same as the dreaded dangerous cigarettes, warning everyone of cancer and attempting to get at least some people to stop. Can you say judiciary out of control? Coming from the AP, a Los Angeles judge has determined that coffee companies must carry an ominous cancer warning label because of a chemical produced in the roasting process. What this suit and consequent judicial overreach represents is sort of a medicalization of food, nanny state style. This is Bloombergian straight out of the book, as if food itself were some sort of toxic medicine, full of side effects instead of a combination of risks and rewards, all You know, all the deciding factor is going to be how much of it you use. If you are using it in moderation, like, is sugar good for you? No. Can you have some of it? Sure. Can you make your entire diet out of it? No. A little moderation goes a long way. And this judicial order to label coffee as cancerous is very disproportionate. The same sorts of carcinogens criticized in the coffee roasting process are found in minute quantities, can also be found in roasted peppers and bacon. And this guy, is this guy going to try to, like, ban coffee and bacon? Because, you know, I'll be very angry at this one. Very angry. And now coffee joins the ranks of all the other things that can possibly cause cancer, along with air pollution and BPA water bottles and building materials, many of which also carry warnings that change no behavior and improve no one's quality of life. Now, if somebody can convince me that if I cut out this or if I cut out that or if I cut out these things, I wouldn't mind living forever. And if somebody can convince me that I will live better and forever if I give one of these things up, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is we're all going to reach our end at some point. People who do get cancer rarely ever know what actually causes that cancer. Oncologists will tell you none of these risk factors, not one, have anything to do with the predictive power of getting cancer as genetics do. So here we have some judge working with some activist groups for some reason who don't like coffee. And these guys should be found and beaten with tire irons. I'm calling for that. And they've decided to label coffee as cancer-causing. More so than the medicalization of food, this is the politicization of food. And, you know, watch out for the dreaded sugar lobby. They have lots of power in the political circles. You'll never see any judicial warnings on that particular product, I'll bet you. So now we have to get a coffee lobby. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, one more time, let's touch on John Paul Stevens, shall we? The 97-year-old guy who can still write. And that was, it wasn't really a notable first. There have been four or five recently where somebody has called for this. Lots of people. The thing is, no elected officials have taken this position. And historically, it has proven taboo for Democrats, with candidates and elected officials around the country using any number of euphemisms to steer clear of directly calling for gun control. Now, for them, this tide seems to be turning. After last week's protests, signs decrying the NRA support of looser gun regulations. And by the way, this is coming from Harvard, by the way. This is coming from a student, a sophomore writer at Harvard, who's obviously anti-gun. So if I give you some things verbatim, it's not me going anti-gun. But he starts talking about the decrying of the support of looser gun regulations. Calling for gun control now embodies, you know, the new voices are challenging and the traditional gun rights activist fervor in the debate. They're challenging that now. Of course, this is all characterized in some really sweeping rhetoric, if you will, some poetic prose. These protests have swept in a wave of vocal support for a shift to the left in the Democratic Party on this issue. And increasingly, activist calls for insisting that their officials take a harder line on guns are becoming louder and more visible. Now, this kid obviously has enough of a grasp of what he's talking about to understand what this means. Okay? Because he then pivots and says, this harder line could come at a big cost to Democrats. And then he starts looking at the truth, which is problematic for this outlook. Only 16% of independents and 8% of Republicans agree with Stevens about repealing the Second Amendment. And despite all of this loud recent public support for greater gun control, it comes only at the end of a 20-year popular trend in favor of gun rights. It hasn't even been 10 years since the Heller decision. So if there is a turning point, as these protests might suggest, this is the beginning of the turn. They haven't made it around to where they're facing the other way yet. And the problem is going to be the possibility of miscalculation. And for them, for the anti-gunners, if they miscalculate, the fear becomes that it would table the whole topic for years to come. Now, once again, we hear about the blue wave. Democrats are poised to make huge gains in the 2018 midterm elections. Wasn't that what we heard about Hillary? Of the special elections that have taken place so far, the trend of preference moving into the double digits in favor of the Democrats has fueled Democratic enthusiasm and hope for the upcoming election year. Here we sort of, you know, ignore a few things. We ignore Pelosi talking about crumbs. We ignore them shutting down the government over immigration. We're ignoring a lot of things, and unfortunately for them, it's the same things that she ignored. They're looking at all the bright spots and not taking in the entire picture. The problem for this writer is he fears that if they shift on gun rights, that is going to alienate the moderate voter, a vast majority of whom still favor the Second Amendment in these states and others. So the biggest problem this kid has is that he believes in polls. So he brings that while national polls suggest a country whose attitudes are becoming slightly more favorable towards gun control, these changes are more prominent in the already heavily Democratic regions of the West and the Northeast than in the Midwest and the South, where support for gun control reforms remains below the national average and where Democrats are hoping to challenge Republican incumbents. If they aim to win back control of the House, these more moderate districts are must-wins. So they have to tread very carefully or risk pushing too hard and losing the wind at their backs, which they're going to do. As a matter of fact, they already have done it. It's already happened. With Dianne Feinstein's assault weapon ban, or no, it wasn't hers, it was the House's assault weapon ban. With that one, with the shutdown, with all of the stuff that's happening as far as the tax reform and everything else, with what's happened with the economy under Trump, with what's, you know, he's bringing North Korea to the table, which nobody thought that was going to happen. All the stuff he's doing is successful, even if you throw the omnibus spending bill in there. I know some of you are still sort of sore about that. It was the Kobayashi Maru. We got to move on. So knowing all of this, ignoring it is not going to change it. Because I still think there's a possibility it's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. You know, it is difficult for them to reconcile the fact that the third of Americans who own guns, which is actually more than half of America, if there's 330 million people in the United States today, and there's 70 to 80 million children, let's say there's 80 million children who can't buy a gun because they're not 18 yet. And so that leaves, if we say 80, that leaves 250 million. And I've been, you know, I talk about 136, 140 million all the time, gun owners in the United States, 660 million guns. So the majority of adults that can own a gun. So here we're already off. And that's the problem when they're always dealing with this bad data. And the bad data steers them to this romantically wrong conclusion. But, you know, I found that quite entertaining. But for this reason, the student hopes that they're not, they don't go too hard into it because he wants them to win. So, that's interesting. Last thing as we head out the door, Hampton Middle School in Georgia. Boys and girls at this middle school in Georgia were instructed by their teacher to write letters to lawmakers calling for stricter gun control law. I mean, what else do I have to say? The quote is, "You were trying to persuade lawmakers to have a stricter gun law to help prevent another school shooting from taking place," the assignment declares. For this assignment, you're writing a letter to the lawmakers of the United States. The purpose of this law, of this letter, is to pressure lawmakers to have stricter gun laws in the United States. Blue Lives Matter obtained a copy of the social studies assignment from a police officer whose son was in the classroom. William Lee told Blue Lives Matter. I asked him what he had for homework that night, and he said he had to write a paper on gun control. I looked at it, and I told my son, no, you're not doing that assignment. Then I emailed his teacher the next day and told him that my son would not be writing that. Thank you, Officer Lee. The teacher told Officer Lee his son would be excused from the lesson, would not be penalized. How big of you? This is coming from Henry County in Georgia, and when they were contacted about that, they said, this is not a part of any approved curriculum. We would never approve of a politically biased assignment or directive given by a teacher, the district spokesperson stated. And they assured the writer of this particular piece that the letters were not sent and there was never any intent to send them. Spokesperson said the activity took the wrong approach in limiting the ability of students to share any thoughts outside what was directed of them when the subject elicits many different viewpoints from people, including students. Henry County Schools, he said, does not advocate for or against gun control, and had the lesson been submitted for approval, it would not have been approved. It is unfortunate that this isolated incident occurred, but we are appreciative of those individuals who brought it to our attention so we could take corrective action and stop it from continuing further. School district spokesman said the teacher has been spoken to, and they're saying this is not going to happen again. Schools truly are, in a lot of cases, indoctrination farms. They really are. And this teacher should not be spoken to. This teacher should be escorted out the building. Escorted out of the building for daring to go that direction. My hat is off to Officer Lee for my first thought would have been going up there and saying, who are you? Who do you think you are, sir? You don't tell my son how to figure on things politically. If he wants to ask that stuff, he can ask it of me. He doesn't get to ask it of you. And if you don't have to agree with me, I don't care. I'm just letting you know first, because I'll be saying the same thing to your boss right at the hallway. Have a good day now. Everybody have a very good Easter. We'll be back next week. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.